With Manoj Kumar, how you felt and what's your insights on Sri Manoj Kumar, the only and pioneer nationalistic patriotic filmmaker and so on. So over to you, Rajiv.
The first thing which struck me about him in my first meeting, which was long, long ago, it was in the late 90s.
Okay.
And I had gone to just do an interview of his for Midday, general interview covering his entire career.
Right, right.
He was a very passionate and articulate guy. You know, and I don't remember now what must have been his age at that time, but definitely he must have been 60 plus, which is not a very high age, but he was very, very passionate. At that time, he was planning a film on one of the great poets. If I'm not mistaken, I don't remember because I have that article somewhere. If I'm not mistaken, it was on Omar Khayyam, but I'm not 100% sure. Yeah, something like that. Or somebody equally famous, and then he was telling me these are my plans. I'm planning to have this kind of music and this and that. Then of course that was the first meeting, which was not very you know, long. It was at the most maybe 45 minutes. And then the second time when I met him, it was for discussing five of his films altogether. For this Stardust collector's issue called 100 Greatest Films of All Time. I'll just show it to you. This is the issue which came out in 2001.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
And it was on five of his films. Now, unfortunately, out of those five, the oldest, that was Shaheed, which he starred in, he officially wrote the film.
Yes.
Unofficially, he ghost directed, I have heard, most of the film.
Yes.
If not all the film, but he doesn't take credit.
Yes.
We did not get the photographs from the producers on time because the producer was somebody else. And because of that, it did not feature in the issue.
Okay.
But one interesting fact he mentioned with great amusement, we are talking about Purabhar Pashchim, a little bit of diversion.
Yes.
He says the set we had made of the jail.
In Shaheed.
You know, was so realistic and people were used to the filmy sets that most of the reviews wrote ki ye jo set hai Shaheed ke jail ka bahut artificial lagta hai.
What?
fake lagta hai.
Shaheed is the most realistic portrayal of Bhagat Singh, and there is no other replacement of the original Shaheed in 1865. Yes. Wonderful. So probably
focus made in such a realistic way.
So probably I was going to say let's dive into Purabhar Pashchim more, and what's your take on Purabhar Pashchim and how
See, Purabhar Pashchim, when I watched, I was very small. I mean, I accompanied my parents. And at that time, as it happened, you know, in our college, in our school, in history, we are learning about some lesson on freedom revolutionaries of Maharashtra called the Chapekar brothers.
Oh, yes, yes, we have. I've at least heard the name. Yes.
And I remember I was doing a small, you know, to put on the wall of the classroom, I was doing a small essay on them, researching from the library. And we were in Kanpur, actually.
Okay.
And, you know, we were doing all those things, and, you know, it was like I was very young, and I was like, what, why should the British rule my country? Thank God they've gone, you know, that zeal was there, you know, Subhash Chandra Bose, Veer Savarkar, Lokmanya Tilak, Mahatma Gandhi, you know. So I was in that zone already when we saw the film. And for me, therefore, it was less about East and West, which was actually what the base of the film was about. But more about free India and, you know, enslaved India.
And
The thing which struck me even then as a small kid, you know, I don't even remember how old I was. Probably around 10, maybe. 11, 10, whatever. And I remember was, you know, I had been used to seeing these color films for a few years. And then I saw, you know, that the film began in black and white. So I was wondering to myself in the theater, a black and white film, kaise? Now we are seeing all color movies. You know? And how come they? So he had very ingeniously done something novel.
Daring.
He had used the pre-independence segment in black and white.
Amazing.
And he had used the rest of the film in color. And yes, the color at that time also, you know, considering the limitations compared to today, uh-huh, the photography, the cinematography by V.N. Reddy was absolutely brilliant.
Oh, wow.
It was one of the earliest films to be shot abroad.
Oh, yes, that's true. Yes. I think after Sangam and An Evening in Paris and Love in Tokyo, this was probably the fourth.
Yeah, there were a few others. Aankhein was there. Yeah. Spine Room was there. And were a couple of others which I missed out.
Good.
Actually, you know, the first color film which nobody knows in India was made in the 30s, late 30s.
Oh, okay. Usually we count Aan as the first color film, probably.
Not color film, sorry. The first film shot abroad. I'm so sorry.
Oh, shot abroad. Okay. Uh-huh.
So, anyway, and what charged me about Purava Pashim also was, you know, because at that time I had not seen Upkar.
Oh, okay.
Anuj Kumar ke ek do pictures chahe dekhe honge. So, what charged me about the film ke, you know, ye iske gaane bhi kamaal hai. Gaane also charge me, you know. Hai preet jaan ke ek sada main geet wahan ke gaata hoon.
Amazing.
And I was in a missionary school, but it was fortunately run by Americans.
Okay.
So, you know, that was the whole effect of Pura Par Pashim was hypnotic.
Yes. Yeah, oh, yes. Absolutely. Even today, when I watch it again, it's just amazing. Yeah. Wonderful. So, all right. Let's, I guess, get into the questions that I prepared for you. First of all, how do you think Manoj Kumar ji, you know, what was his inspiration? You mentioned in your article that his wife came up with the idea. But anything more you can add, how he got this idea of making this film?
No, I don't think so, because probably he must be feeling a little bit strongly about these things himself. Because he's in a way a byproduct of... Can you see me properly?
Yes. I'm just opening the question. Yeah, I'm opening the question. Yes.
Better?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely fine. Yes.
So, he was himself, in a way, a byproduct of the freedom struggle. You know, he had lived life as a refugee in Delhi, in the outskirts.
That's true.
He told me they had to walk literally 1 or 2 miles to get milk every day and back.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and all those hardships. So those things had already influenced his psyche. You know. So
yes.
कहीं ना कहीं उनमें वो उनका उनके अंदर का राइटर भी जाग गया था.
हाँ.
So that is why initially he went towards writers who were a part of the freedom struggle themselves, like Indivar ji and Gulshan Babra. Probably. You know, that natural bent was there towards patriotism. And then of course Verma Malik, Santosh Anand, they came in to write his. Santosh Anand was his own discovery.
Yes.
He was a librarian in New Delhi. He was introduced to Manoj ji and Santosh Anand ka jitna bhi kaam hai Hindi cinema mein, 90% Manoj ji ka hai and Kamal ka kaam.
Bilkul.
But he was introduced in Pura Par Pashim. He did only one song, Purva Suhani Aire.
Yes.
Yeah. Wonderful song. I don't think, you know, there are, because whatever inputs he has given me, I have put in my articles, so I don't want to do some guesswork and all.
Right. Yeah, other so you mentioned... you mentioned that his wife saw one of their relatives who went abroad and settled there in UK. And that really disappointed her. And she shared this idea with Manoj ji. And then Manoj ji made the film Purva Par Pashim. And rest is history. Samiri, yeah.
What was ingenious was the story he wrote from it. You know?
Very, very ingenious. Amazing story, amazing music. Is the one question I always have in mind, and maybe you can also, you know, enlighten us. Why is this tag of showman given only to Raj Kapoor and Subhash Ghai, not to Manoj Kumar ji, who wore so many hats? He edited his films, he wrote his films, he wrote the lyrics of the film, he acted in the films, he produced, directed, so many things he also did. I think there are two things here.
One is if you see Manoj Kumar's best work as a filmmaker, they are restricted to the 5 films I told you.
Yes.
Shaheed, Upkar, Purva Par Pashim, Shor, Roti Kapda aur Makan.
Yes,
Kranti was a massive bumper hit, but Kranti at the end of the day was not so much a Manoj Kumar film as a Saleem Javed
film, because of screenplay. You
know, Lost and Found, patriotic mein ghusa diya, huge star cast, and the novelty of seeing Dilip Kumar again after a gap. This was Dilip Kumar's first film after Bairag.
Yes.
And also the, you know, the fantastic music. Yes. I don't know whether you know this. That the final mixing of the songs of Kranti was done in the Sony studios in Japan.
Oh, really? Why? Why?
Yeah. So and this is confirmed. This is confirmed by Kiran Shantaram because it was his recording engineer who accompanied them.
Oh, wow.
The recording was done, most of the recording, if not all, was done in Rajkamal studios. So, it did hugely well because that was the era of Lost and Found and multi-star. The
biggest blockbuster,
So, technically, you know, aajkal jo hota hai, wo, aajkal hum log 100, 200, 300 crore ki baat karte. But we forget the investment, you know, the original investment. In terms of return on investment, Roti Kabdar Makan, I think, still remains his biggest hit along with Omkar. But in terms of the total money and the scale of the collections, it was Kranti.
Kranti was the biggest.
But after Kranti, there's a downhill track, you know. He made only two films, Clerk and Jai Hind. And he produced a couple of films which also, none of these films did well. So maybe that's why, you see, Rajji and Subhashji had a more consistent record.
More consistent, more bigger, assembly line kind
Raj Kapoor ki pehli hit, super hit 1949 mein hai, aakhir ki super hit 1985.
Haan, 40 saal almost.
Across changing audiences and tastes and values and cultures and generations.
Right.
Subhashji also had a long success span.
Long success, yes. What are some of the earliest films with the theme of Indian diaspora? Is Purab or Pashchim the pioneering film with this theme? Were such films never made until the era of DDLJ, 1995? Are you aware of any films in between them or even before Purab or Pashchim with any similar angles to their plot?
Frankly, no.
So,
Purab or Pashchim, I don't think there were any successful films, even if they were. But kya hota hai na? See, when Purab or Pashchim was made, India was just about 2 decades old as a free country. So, maybe, you know, nobody thought of this topic.
So innovative.
To be fair, Manojji wouldn't have thought had, you know, his wife not told him the story. So, in that sense, yes, it was a pioneering film. Just as Upkar was a pioneer film.
Upkar was another Shastri pioneering. Shahid was pioneering. All of his products were
Shastri
so
told him, to make a movie on Jai Jawan, Jai Kisan.
For Jai Jawan, Kisan.
Similarly, Shore was also in a way pioneering film.
Pioneering,
because
innovative.
Of subject attack.
Okay, so I'll go to my next question. Manoj Kumar ji counts Gurudutt as one of his influences in general. Was Purab or Pashchim influenced by any earlier novel or book? Or Manoj Kumar ji was influenced by Mahatma Gandhi and Swami Vivekananda's criticism of the West, do you think? In your opinion?
He continuously keeps telling me this and I agree with him. If you look at the broader perspective, he is not criticizing the West. He's saying, "Hamara culture hamare liye theek hai, unka culture unke liye theek."
Right.
So he's not criticizing. He's saying that we should not needlessly adopt their culture.
Blindly copying.
In view of what has happened today, I mean, we are looking at 50 years after
Whatever question. Yes.
You know, we have gone beyond the slavery of the British.
Yes.
We have become our own nation and then we have become slaves to a country called America and called consumerism. In that sense, no, he didn't criticize the West. What is needed is to criticize consumerism,
and capitalism.
And, you know, America for me only because, you know, they have not kept English the same. They have damaged the language.
Okay.
They have damaged the language so much so that thanks to the computers and the digital era, the language has been damaged even in UK, which is the home of English. Otherwise, he had not criticized Western culture.
So, but do you think he was influenced by Swami Vivekananda or Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore or Mahatma Gandhi, because we see his, these portraits in Purab or Paschim also, when Ashok Kumar, the Guruji, जहाँ रहते हैं वो इलाहाबाद में, तो बैकग्राउंड में टैगोर और विवेकानंद की फोटो तो दिखती है हमको इस फिल्म में पूरा और पश्चिम में. Do you see any,
वो तो होती थी ना,
during
the freedom struggle, everybody,
सभी के यहाँ होती थी.
Okay. Was strongly patriotic had they.
सबके नाम हाँ, वो फोटो लगाते थे. ठीक है, next question पे जाता हूँ मैं. How does she know Kumar? जी.
One point. He, as Upkar shows, he was influenced most by Shastri.
Shastri ji in Upkar, wo to 100%. Shaheed mein Bhagat Singh ji hai 100%. Aisa mujhe laga Purab aur Paschim mein kahin Vivekanand se inspired the ya wo aisa kuch aapko laga ho.
Sorry?
Like Shaheed was inspired by Bhagat Singh ji. Upkar was inspired by Shastri ji. Similarly, Purab aur Paschim, I thought maybe said that it may be inspired by Swami Vivekanand's, you know, bipolar opposites of East and West and why we should merge them. एंड द फैक्ट दैट इलाहाबाद को रखा उन्होंने सेंटर में, संगम दिखाना चाह रहे थे क्या वो इलाहाबाद में, मनोज कुमार जी, ऐसा कुछ था क्या? आई एम जस्ट ओवर एनालाइजिंग.
जब आप उनको मिलेंगे तो आप पूछ लीजिए, मैंने तो नहीं पूछा, वो रहेगा.
ठीक है, ठीक है.
बट दैट्स एन इंटरेस्टिंग पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू. दैट्स एन इंटरेस्टिंग पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू.
थैंक यू. ऑलराइट, नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन पे जाता हूं मैं. हाउ डज शी मनोज कुमार जी फील अबाउट पूरा पश्चिम? इन वन ऑफ द इंटरव्यूज ही मेंशनड दैट शोर 1972 इज हिज मोस्ट फेवरेट प्रोडक्ट. What does he feel about Purab aur Paschim and its influence on later films? Once he hinted at the legacy of Purab aur Paschim, but did not get into details. What are films that are inspired or influenced by Purab aur Paschim? एक बार मनोज कुमार जी का YouTube में interview देखा, मनोज कुमार जी almost mentioned that Purab aur Paschim is like a mother film that inspired many many more films after Purab aur Paschim. Do you have any insights on that? That maybe
it inspired. People to think along these lines, you know, migration. अभी आप स्वदेश को भी एक तरह से बोल सकते हैं.
Definitely.
हाँ, but स्वदेश to me is a very boring film. You know, it's a pointless film.
Plot
is boring. जो मनोज जी ने कभी नहीं किया, जो ये पांच फिल्मों के हम जिक्र कर रहे हैं, and including he was not boring. It may be a mediocre, but
oh no, boring. That was so fun, so much fun, so much entertainment. Yes.
या एंड स्वदेश में एब्सर्ड चीजें दिखाई थी. एक नासा का जो एक साइंटिस्ट है, वो खुद इलेक्ट्रिफाई करता है विलेज को, पानी लाता है, वॉट एवर, यू नो. एंड एक फिल्म थी जहां दो घंटे के बाद देखो और आधा घंटा ही गुजरा है घड़ी से. सो लेट्स नॉट टॉक अबाउट द फॉरमोस्ट फिल्म विच आई थिंक इज अ डायरेक्ट हैंगओवर, हैज अ डायरेक्ट हैंगओवर ऑफ पूरब और पश्चिम. You must be knowing it. Very well-known film and a successful film called Namaste London.
Yes, so directly naam bhi leti hai. Namaste London mein directly naam liya jata hai Purab aur Paschim ka. Yes.
So that apart, you know, aise topic pe bahut sari filme hui hai. Matlab after Purab aur Paschim, koi abroad gaya aur wo bigad gaya, ya fir wo villain bhi wahan foreign returned hai, wo aaj tak chal raha hai.
Sab chal raha hai. Exactly, exactly. It's amazing.
See even a film Pardes.
Pardes. Oh yes, definitely. Oh yes.
Apurva Agnihotri.
मुझे एक और आपसे पूछना है. मुझे एक्चुअली मनोज कुमार और सुभाष घई के बीच में बहुत कनेक्शन, मुझे लगता है इवन कर्मा वॉज इंस्पायर्ड बाई क्रांति इनडायरेक्टली एटलीस्ट. What do you think of that connection between मनोज कुमार and सुभाष घई?
Karma was, according to me, heavily inspired by Shole.
Shole, oh, of course, Shole story ideas are different, but even from Kranti, I think. What do you think? That connection. Kranti and Karma. Kranti and Karma.
Shole was inspired by, you know,
other films. Yes.
ये तो चलता ही रहता है. Inspiration is not copying.
But
I don't think that Purab aur Paschim, मतलब के बाद में. See, the only thing is you mentioned Gurudutt.
Yes.
So Manoj ji ne ये definitely मुझे बोला. He definitely bola ki Gurudutt inspired me in my shots, especially during song sequence. Especially during song sequence.
During song sequence. Song sequence.
Not only song, but
camera
songs. Haan. Jis tarah se wo lensing karte the.
Amazing, amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
I just love his camera angles. Yeah. Manoj Kumar ji's camera angles.
He told me, it was Manoj ji who told me for the first time, something jo kahin na kahin mere dimag mein hoga aur baaki sab.
आपने बहुत से आर्टिकल लिखे मनोज कुमार जी, राइट, डेफिनेटली मैंने वही आपके आर्टिकल में भी पढ़ा होगा, तो फिर आप इसलिए
ये जो स्टोरी रहती है,
राइट,
ये हमारे हिंदी सिनेमा में या इंडियन सिनेमा में 5 मिनट के लिए जब रुक जाती है फॉर अ सॉन्ग, वो एक्चुअली रुकती नहीं, वो उस वक्त कहानी गाने में बताई जाती
है.
5 मिनट का गाना वो कर सकता है, 25 मिनट के सीन्स शायद नहीं कर पाएंगे.
और पोएटिकली और इमोशनली
while entertaining the audience musically, poetically, and giving them something to take away which they can have at home.
Immortal गाते गाने हमेशा याद रखते
हैं. आप घर पे लेके जा सकते हैं ना गाने, records, buy cassettes, CDs, जो भी है, आज streaming, जो भी है, आप घर पे. So that is what it for me. He was definitely influenced by Gurudutt.
Gurudutt से हाँ, आपके article से हाँ मैं पढ़ा. अच्छा, ठीक है. So मैं जब मनोज जी से सुना मैंने YouTube पे कि पूर्व और पश्चिम लाइक अ मदर फिल्म दैट जनरेटेड मोर, सो मेरे दिमाग में आया कि शायद देश परदेश और हरे रामा हरे कृष्णा जो देवानंद ने बनाई शायद उसमें भी कुछ इन्फ्लुएंस लगा, लेकिन मुझे लगा नहीं. टोटली स्टोरी आइडियाज काफी डिफरेंट है देश परदेश और हरे रामा के. एनी थॉट्स ऑन दैट?
द फैक्ट इज दैट आई डोंट नो, देयर माइट बी सम 5% ट्रूथ इन दिस, बट द फैक्ट इज देव साहब आफ्टर अ सर्टेन स्टेज आई थिंक व्हेन ही बिकेम अ डायरेक्टर he was inspired by what was happening in the world. And even a newspaper headline, these are his own words to me, again I met Dev Saab also a couple of times, 2-3 times. That newspaper headlines inspired him. The story of some family torn apart by drugs.
Hippie movement, Desh Pardesh.
देश परदेश का जो थीम था इल्लीगल इमिग्रेंट्स,
सो ह्यूमन ट्रैफिकिंग,
यू नो व्हाटएवर थीम्स ऑफ हिज फ्यूचर फिल्म, सो ही वाज लुकिंग न्यूज़पेपर हेडलाइंस एंड मनोज जी इन दैट सेंस वाज आल्सो लिसनिंग टू अ रियल स्टोरी. खाली उनके रिलेटिव की स्टोरी पेपर में छपी नहीं होगी उनके वाइफ के, अदरवाइज इट वाज रियल थिंग ना,
रियल इमोशनल इंस्पिरेशन. यस यस, ठीक है मे बी आई गो टू द नेक्स्ट वन. Manoj Kumar's earlier film Upkar 1967 was a rural, I think you already touched upon this, but I'll just read out the question. Manoj Kumar's earlier film Upkar 67 was a rural farmer based film. This was followed by Diaspora theme in Purav aur Pashchim. We see a similar sequence in Ashutosh Gavarikar's Lagan and Swadesh to a great extent. Is it a mere coincidence or do you think it is Manoj Kumar's direct or indirect influence on Ashutosh Gavarikar?
No, it's a coincidence. It's a coincidence. I don't think we can read so much into that.
Yeah,
because see, Lagan was not about the importance of farmers.
Yes.
Upkar ki kahani ye hai ki jab shaheed Manoj ne Lal Bahadur Shastri ji ko dikhai, to Shastri ji ko bola ki mera jo slogan hai Jai Jawan Jai Kisan, usse kyun nahi kuch banate. And I you know that Manoj Kumar never took a flight. He always to travel by trains. So while returning by the Frontier Mail, he mentioned the train also. Frontier Mail is a very famous train which runs between Delhi and Mumbai. While returning in the train journey of 24 hours, I wrote
the entire story of Upkar ki ready hui.
Lagan was about it was about cricket and all that.
Right.
Connected with Upkar.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm just overanalyzing, but I'm going to confirm with you. All right. Next question. How was Purav aur Pashchim received in 70-71 when it came, and when and how was it received in the later years by the audience? Release and re-release. Audience ka reception pe thoda bahut agar bata sake.
See, aisa nahi ki picture flop hui ya ekdam thandi thi, but it was. See, people were expecting another Upkar from him. It was nowhere near Upkar. Upkar is the biggest hit of 1967. There's nothing, not even the other mega hits of that year like Farz and Ram Aur Shyam. They don't come close.
Okay. Yeah. Upkar is the biggest hit.
Purab aur Pashchim was a medium hit.
Medium hit. Shayad
because unka budget Purab aur Pashchim mein kafi jyada tha because of the shooting abroad and all that. And the cast. Maybe that's why, it must have just broken over even 10 paise ke 10 rupaye ke 12 rupaye mile honge 25 rupaye ne Upkar ki tarah. But in repeat runs, because I don't remember as a kid ke hamara theater full tha ki nahi. I didn't into those things at that time. So far as later on, it was telecast every now and then. It was re-released in the times when purani picture wapas release hoti thi.
Right.
And according to Manoj, in many ways, it is his most successful film to date.
Oh, wow. Because
it is shown on TV.
Uh-huh.
Nowadays, it's only TV and, you know.
Uh-huh. Right.
Says he gets calls from people who have seen it the first time, congratulating him for it.
Yeah, wow.
In that sense, I think all of Manoj's films, again, Kranti accepted, ahead of their times.
Ahead of their times. That's very well said.
I would say especially Puravar Pashim Shore and Roti Kapda Harmaka. Because Upkar mein, the grammar followed was of those times. It was not a futuristic grammar. Puri was solid, the theme was even more solid, and became a favorite with the music and the drama and all that. But Puravar Pashim Shore or Roti Kapda Harmaka aaj bhi purane nahi lagte.
आज भी पुरानी लगते हैं, रेलेवेंट लगते हैं. पूरा और पश्चिम स्पेशली इट्स फ्रेश, सो मच अहेड ऑफ इट्स टाइम.
ट्रीटमेंट जो है, टेक्निकल जो पार्ट है, सिनेमेटोग्राफी, द यू नो द सॉन्ग,
इंग्लिश म्यूजिक डाला है, इंग्लिश वाइट कैरेक्टर्स डाले हैं, ब्रिटिश, अमेजिंग. क्या वो मतलब जीनियस ऑफ मनोज जी, मतलब पूरा और पश्चिम इनोवेटिव, सो इनोवेटिव, ब्यूटीफुल. जी जी, वेरी नाइस, वंडरफुल, अहेड ऑफ देयर टाइम, दैट्स वेरी नाइस सेड. ऑलराइट. Next question I have is, why did Manoj Kumar ji replace the Upkar lyricist with the new name such as Santosh Anand, Purva Suhani Aire?
This is not a valid question. Because see, Upkar mein char writers the.
Ji. You know, Hindi so many experiments he was doing.
Indivar ji the, Gulshan Bawra the, Kamar Jalalabadi the, Prem Dhawan bhi the. Yahan Indivar aur Prem Dhawan retain hue. And Santosh Anand came in. Like I said, Santosh came in for one song.
Right.
So wrote one song in both the films. वहाँ पे अभी याद नहीं मुझे इंदिवर ने कितने गाने लिखे थे, कसमे
वाले दो तीन लिखे थे. हैप्पी जहाँ की रिसदा इंदिवर जी ने लिखा था. राइट.
सॉरी, नहीं, मैं उपकार की बात कर रहा हूँ.
आपने उपकार में भी लिखा था. अच्छा, ओके.
उपकार में इंदिवर ने कसमे वादे तो लिखा ही था. आई थिंक ही रोट द अदर सॉन्ग ऑल्सो. कौन सा था वो जो लता भाई ने गाया था आशा पारेख के लिए?
हर खुशी हो वहाँ तू जहाँ भी रहे. अच्छा,
या एंड मे बी समथिंग एल्स आल्सो, गुलशन बावरा और मेरे देश की धरती.
हाँ, मेरे देश.
यहाँ पे, या यहाँ पे तो इट वाज एन इंदिवर शो, यू नो,
इंदिवर शो.
एवरी जान इत सदा जिस गली में, सॉरी, आई एम वेरी सॉरी, कोई जब तुम्हारा
हृदय तोड़ दे,
दुल्हन चली बहन चली, यू नो.
हाँ,
okay, it was Indivar show, and these three songs are among the best you can find even in Manoj's films.
Oh wow! Oh yeah, Happy Jaggery is definitely. कोई जब तुम्हारा हृदय तोड़ दे.
आपको ये होगा, ये मुझे नितिन मुकेश जी ने बताया कि जो कोई जब तुम्हारा हृदय तोड़ दे was recorded on Mukesh's birthday by chance.
Oh wow! Birthday पे इतना sad song गाया मुकेश जी ने?
Sadness se jyada, it was a philosophical kind
of song. Phir bhi kaafi serious kaam hai, serious, very serious.
But he took a lot of retakes, and after Kalyan ji bhai told him ki nahi abhi barabar hai, so he said no, I want to do more.
Oh.
All the time his family was waiting for him.
Kya baat hai.
Yeah.
Wow. Kya gaana bana hai wo.
For out of these three, the best for me personally, because remember the time I was exposed to the film and the music at that age. मेरे लिए आज तक सबसे प्यारा गाना जो है और सबसे बढ़िया गाना जो है वो दुल्हन चली.
अच्छा, जो गाना जहां से फिल्म शुरू होती है.
हां, वेरी कंपेयर्स इंडिया विद द दुल्हन.
दैट्स आल्सो इनोवेटिव, सो इनोवेटिव.
पैरेलल्स आर सो गुड. हां, पैरेलल आर सो गुड, द वर्ड्स आर सो पावरफुल, यू नो.
हमारी आजादी की दुल्हनें 20 साल की होगी तो वो कहते हैं कि 20 साल की होली.
हां.
गांधी को बाबुल बना दिया, कस्तूरबा को माँ बना दिया. Oh my God, so innovative. जी,
मनोज जी फिल्म टेक सॉन्ग टेकिंग वाज ऑसम ऑलवेज.
और कैमरा एंगल्स, कितने एंगल वो फिल्म वहीं से शुरू होती है. तो अमेजिंग, अमेजिंग, पूरा क्वेश्चन. यस यस यस, वंडरफुल. So, Santosh Anand ji ko kaise laya, thoda usko bataiye. Aapne lyricist pe book likhi hai puri, to you have definitely more insights on the lyricist.
He was introduced to Santosh Anand. Ye Santosh ji ka bhi interview maine liya hai.
Haan, haan, bataiye.
Phone par Delhi se. He was introduced to Santosh Anand by some common friend in Delhi.
Achha.
Santosh ji was a librarian there.
Haan.
And he used to write poetry also.
Achha.
So something must have clicked because, you know, Santosh Ji himself does not give too much importance to Purav or Pashchim, ironically.
Why? Kyun?
Yeah. Because he says, because his you know, interaction with Kalyanji Anandji was according to him, right. You know, nothing spectacular. He says.
उसके बाद शोर आई, फिर तो rest is history. शोर में जो गाने लिखे संतोष जी ने, my God.
मनोज जी changed to लक्ष्मीकांत प्यारेलाल.
हाँ, वो भी पूछना था आपसे मैं. हाँ, वो पूछना चाहता था आपसे. वो क्यों हुआ?
So that's when he, you know, he had a bigger role in Shor and Roti Kapdar, Makan and Kranti. And he's definitely, and because of Manoj ji, he went into the RK banner with Prem Rokh. So, you know, but. Whatever work he did for them and even in outside film, brilliant work.
हाँ नहीं तो वो भी पूछना था मुझे मुझे आपसे कि मनोज जी ने कल्याण जी आनंद जी के साथ बाद में काम ही नहीं किया. Why was that? पूरब और पश्चिम was last film with मनोज जी of कल्याण जी आनंद जी, right?
Is there any... He did कलयुग और रामायण.
अच्छा उसमें हाँ वो वापस आते हैं. अच्छा right, but शोर में repeat नहीं. शोर में वो लक्ष्मी प्यारे को कैसे लाए?
Actually, उसका अंदर का reason अगर कोई होगा तो मुझे पता नहीं. But what he told me, me was that after Anita, Pathar Ke Sanam and Sajan, which we had done with him as actors, and especially Anita and Pathar Ke Sanam. So he said, I wanted to work with
him. Oh, kya baat.
I just wanted to work with him.
Aap to puri book likh rahe, Lakshmi Pyare pe bhi aap puri kitab likh rahe, so we are all eagerly awaiting for your books.
Ye kahani nahi hai, kyunki ye kahani purani hai. Because this is what I asked him probably in my first interview. Because at that time it was a big thing, you know. But there was no politics involved. See, Kalyanji bhai, Anandji bhai, Lakshmikant Pyarelal, they are very close. Because
they are assistants. Assistants hai na pehle. Lakshmi Pyare unke assistant bhi the, Kalyanji bhai.
And Kalyanji bhai, you know, never believed in anything. He Kalyanji bhai ko maine khud ye sawal pucha tha.
Achha.
To, haan, to Kalyanji bhai ne mujhe bola tha ki, dekhiye, aapke takdeer mein hai, wo aapke paas kaise bhi karke aayega. मनोज जी, लता भाई, मुकेश जी, लक्ष्मीकांत प्यारेलाल, प्रोबेबली संतोष आनंद वुड गो टू करण जी आनंद जी हाउस फॉर लंच फ्रॉम द रिकॉर्ड.
अरे बाप रे, क्या
उस दिन उस जमाने का एटमॉस्फेयर ये था.
इतना हाँ, मतलब बहुत फ्रेंडली थे. एवरीबॉडी यूज्ड टू रेस्पेक्ट ईच अदर एंड वाओ, वंडरफुल वंडरफुल. क्या बात है, क्या बात, वंडरफुल. आपकी किताबों की मैं थोड़ा बता जिक्र कर दूं आपकी किताबों का. आप मैंने ऑलरेडी हिंट दिया. राजीव जी ने जो किताबें लिखी उनकी कुछ जो जहाँ तक मुझे पता है, एक धर्मेंद्र पे इन्होंने किताब लिखी है, लक्ष्मीकांत प्यारेलाल पे किताब लिखने वाले हैं, और लिरिसिस्ट पे किताब लिखी है. तो यूनिक टॉपिक्स एंड रियली थैंकफुल for all these insightful books that we, that he has written.
Lakshmikant Pyarelal ki book abhi publication mein hai, abhi aayi nahi hai, agle saal aayegi.
Ji ji ji.
And the first book I wrote is The History of Indian Film Music, which came about 10 years ago.
Arre
so usme maine 1931 se 2009, matlab ye book January 2010 mein release hui, 2009 ka music ka safar ekdam concise way mein decade to decade.
Arre great. So we have to get all of your books soon, as soon as possible. Trends, I'll get that.
You know, the trends, the people who came, the people who went, all the influences, filmmakers, stars, etc., etc.
Right. Wonderful.
So usme aapko ye Kalyanji Anandji ke bare mein bhi kafi milega.
Acha, ha ha ha. ठीक है. आई थिंक नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन मेरा था. आई थिंक ये लास्ट क्वेश्चन है. देन वी विल टॉक मोर फ्रीली. बट लास्ट क्वेश्चन इन माय लिस्ट इज फ्रॉम शहीद 65 टू पूरब और पश्चिम 70, मनोज कुमार फिल्म्स डिड नॉट हैव एनी सिग्निफिकेंट मुस्लिम कैरेक्टर्स. शोर अपेरेंटली वाज द फर्स्ट टाइम इन व्हिच प्रेमनाथ अपीयर्ड एज अ पठान खान बादशाह. एनी इनसाइट्स ऑन दिस एवोल्यूशन ऑफ मनोज कुमार जी? दिस काइंड ऑफ लिटिल बिट.
ब्रांड साहब तो थे ना उपकार में, मलंग चाचा.
I couldn't figure out if Malang Chacha is a Muslim character. I couldn't figure out that.
Unka outfit to waise hi tha.
Achha.
Malang is actually, in that sense, isn't it an Urdu word? I'm also not very sure.
Malang, I thought, is kind of a, you know, sannyasi or... I'm not sure.
Mere khayal se Urdu word hai.
Achha. Ho sakta, ho bhi sakta.
But, haan.
बट एकदम क्लियरली जो थे कर दो वो प्रेमनाथ साहब थे शोर में खान बादशाह हाँ, तो उसको दो बड़ी राइट उसके पहले पूर्व और पश्चिम में देखा मुझे नहीं दिखा कोई मुस्लिम कैरेक्टर उपकार में भी नहीं दिखे कोई मुस्लिम कैरेक्टर
But that's again, see, there were filmmakers in those days,
right?
Who, because probably of the trauma of the partition and all that, or maybe for because हमारे मुस्लिम के तभी दंगे हो रहे थे, हो गए थे, हो नहीं रहे थे, हो गए. And there was this insecurity, and then the wars with Pakistan.
Yes.
So people. Have Muslim characters in Hindu subjects and vice versa.
But
I don't think in that. See, Manoj ji ka, I would compare him in a way with Raj Kapoor. Commercially, very successful, intelligent filmmaking, intelligent, but not cunning filmmaking. You know, calculated. कैलकुलेटेड नहीं था कि एक मुस्लिम कैरेक्टर होना चाहिए एक वैसा होना चाहिए
अच्छा
यू सी द ग्राफ ऑफ इवन मनोज कुमार सॉन्ग्स एंड द फिल्म्स टेक्निकली ऑल दीस फोर फिल्म्स शहीद तो ऑब्वियसली है बट ऑल दीस फोर फिल्म्स वेर नॉट कन्वेंशनल
ओह यस They were not so-called masala films. They were not masala
films. No, they were masala films. Intelligently done masala films. जैसे राज कपूर करते थे बी आर चोपड़ा करते थे दूसरे विजनरीज करते थे कि अलग अलग तरह का सब्जेक्ट और अलग अलग डिफरेंट सब्जेक्ट्स बट अपील शुड बी मेन स्ट्रीम अपील शुड बी टू यू नो
राइट
वाला भी और वो टाइकून भी जो आजकल फिल्मेकर्स नहीं कर पाते इतना
सो यूर पुटिंग मनोज कुमार जी विद बी आर चोपड़ा साहब एंड राज कपूर साहब स्टाइल ऑफ फिल्ममेकिंग
ऑल दोस दे आर ब्रिलियंट फिल्ममेकर्स ऑल ऑफ देम द लिस्ट बिगिंस विद वी शांताराम ओल्डेस्ट प्रोबब्ली ऑफ द कंटेंपरेरी ग्रेट्स इफ आई कैन कॉल वी शांताराम कंटेंपरेरी बिकॉज़ ही इज हिज लास्ट हिट वाज इन 1971 हिज लास्ट फिल्म वाज इन 87
यस
सो ही इज मेकिंग फिल्म्स फ्रॉम द 30s 20s और 30 लेट
50 साल का
उस तरफ जब ज्यादा जाते हो तो कभी सक्सेस होती है कभी नहीं भी होती है बिमल रॉय
गुरुदत्त
देर इज सक्सेस समटाइम्स देर इज नॉट समटाइम्स योर बेस्ट वर्क बिकम्स एवरेज एंड समटाइम्स अ लिटिल हल्का वर्क बिकम्स अ बिग हिट यू नो
राइट
बट ये लोग क्या करते थे ये जो इनकी जो वैरायटी और सोच थी ये बहुत आई वुड से वी शांताराम राज कपूर बी आर चोपड़ा मनोज कुमार दे हैड अ वेरी ब्रॉड कैनवस ऋषिकेश वो इतना नहीं सोचते थे वो बहुत बड़ा सोचते तो ये आई वुड Not say कि ये क्लास है या कुछ डिविजन है ये तो हम ये नहीं बोल रहे कि ये साइंस स्टूडेंट है या आर्ट स्टूडेंट है या कॉमर्स स्टूडेंट है बट वेरी गुड एंड आई देयरफॉर कम बैक टू द क्वेश्चन आई डोंट थिंक वो फिल्म कैरेक्टर घुसाना चाहिए
अच्छा
उसमें नहीं पड़े वो
अरे होना ही डिमांड नहीं तो रखेंगे नहीं तो जरूरत नहीं
जो 2000 लोग और 500 लोग और खुश होंगे वो चक्कर आई डोंट थिंक मनोज कुमार की फिल्मों में कभी देखा गया
क्रांति में शत्रुघ्न सिन्हा थे वो मुस्लिम बने थे क्रांति में और शोर में प्रेमनाथ बने थे अदरवाइज वी सी मोस्टली ओनली हिंदू कैरेक्टर्स इन माय
आई थिंक दैट्स इमटेरियल बिकॉज आई एम श्योर दैट मुस्लिम्स लव पूर्व और पश्चिम एज मच एज हिंदूज लव
ऑफ कोर्स इट्स अ ग्रेट पॉइंट दैट्स ग्रेट पॉइंट
या
राइट सो आई थिंक वी हैव अ फ्यू मिनट्स लेफ्ट मोर 5 और 6 मिनट्स लेफ्ट सो एनी मोर यू नो free flowing thoughts you might want to add floor is yours Rajiv ji anything else you would like to add your you know
nothing Mahesh I think if you talk about Purab or Pashchim I would definitely mention one factor and that is
hello
I can hear you
yeah Rajiv ji yeah continue aap bata rahe the kuch haan
Yeah, the one point I would like to mention is the editing. Manoj ji ke editor B.S. Glad saab the.
Achha.
Or the Purab aur Pashchim editing was, you know, when I watched it much many years later, when I came to know a little bit about these things, it was remarkable, I feel. And at the same time, probably Manoj ji thought ki mujhe hi kuch karna chahiye. So that's why he made his debut as an editor, which is next film Shore.
क्या
रोल था उनका, बिकॉज द डायरेक्टर ऑलवेज यूज टू सिट विद द एडिटर, यू नो.
राइट.
मनोज जी ने ये मेरे को बहुत इंटरेस्टिंग बात बताई है कि आफ्टर आई राइट माय फिल्म्स, व्हेन आई डायरेक्ट, व्हेन आई टेक द, व्हेन आई डू द शूटिंग, आई डोंट पे अटेंशन टू द राइटर बिकॉज द डायरेक्टर हैज टू मेक अ गुड.
यस.
एंड व्हेन आई, yeah, and when I edit the film, I have little consideration for the director because the shot should be very crisp and, you know, appealing.
Wonderful, wonderful.
जो चीजें उन्होंने की,
ये आपने, you could capture this from him, this is amazing, and you also write in your article, so this is really, really wonderful. So when I, so I see this pattern now, with Rajiv ji, confirm, please confirm what I'm thinking. So Shaheed mein he is only actor and everything else he is doing ghostly. Then Upkar mein he is actor and director, no. Everything else is ghostly. Third mein purabar pashchim mein producer bhi ban jate hain wo. Shore mein wo editor bhi ban jate hain. Ek head add karte ja rahe hain Manoj ji, aisa lagta hai har film se.
Nahi, in Shaheed he was officially the writer.
Acha, official writer the, acha. Writer and actor the. Upkar mein director bhi ban jate hain. Purabar pashchim mein producer bhi ban jate hain. Shore mein editor bhi ban jate hain. Kind of he's adding this, these roles to him officially, more officially. So, no, but really evolution.
नहीं नहीं, बट वो क्या होता है ना कि थोड़ा एवोल्यूशन, ही हैड इंटरेस्ट इन ऑल दीस फील्ड्स. ही हिमसेल्फ सेज कि मैं एज अ लिरिसिस्ट कुछ ग्रेट नहीं हूँ.
साई बाबा में उन्होंने गाने भजन लिखे, साई बाबा वाली जो फिल्म थी शिर्डी के साई बाबा में गीत लिखे भजन. दैट्स अमेजिंग, वंडरफुल राजीव जी. एनीथिंग एल्स? सो थैंक यू अगेन फॉर योर टाइम एंड रियली ग्रेट टू हैव यू एंड होपफुली वी कैन डू मोर. यस,
या श्योर. Okay, good evening.
Thank you, Rajiv. Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye. Bye for now.